If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him Hunt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him Rock the Riders.
They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him
Welcome back to another episode of Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. I want everyone to download and subscribe to the podcast. There's an exclusive link to the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Yes, the new link to the website is RidersLivePodcastStore.com. You can also access it via my Linktree, which is Linktree/Riders. All the links will be in the description of this episode. So y'all, make sure y'all check that out. We have a great show today. We're joined by Smoke Troublesome. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. RidersLivePodcastStore.com. That's what's poppin'. Treasure Tamia. That's what's poppin'. Yana Tanil. That's what's poppin'. Channel 82 Network. That's what's poppin'. Meet the Tylers. That's what's poppin'. Second Generation Outlaws, that's what's poppin'. Smoke Troublesome, that's what's poppin'. The Smoke Shack, that's what's poppin'. Street Fouls, that's what's poppin'. Young Noble, that's what's poppin'. Tupac Shakur, that's what's poppin'. Smoke Troublesome is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
R.J. Stay on go. It's 2GO. The movement, we move fast like cargo. They call me Smoke, aka the Trouble One. I see dead people that lives within myself. I need some help, my soul's torn, I miss my niggas. Hip-hop ain't been the same without you fucking niggas. While polishing pistols, prepare for battle when my mind is a war outside. Niggas grind and do time, second generation over L. I can't hide it, it's in my blood, it can't you tell? But check it, thug and peace to the kings who made it possible. Overcoming this industry, obstacles be unstoppable. One shot and could terror your warrior till the day I disappear. Words worthy, do you hear me clear, nigga? Just saying it's bigger than us. Nigga, you already know it's bigger than us. 1-2, we stay on go. 3-4, bust through the dough. 5-6, never bump our brakes. 7-8, the world can't wait. 9-10, history again. About to do it again. About to do it again, watch, about to do it again. 1-2, we stay on go. 3-4, bust through the dough. 5-6, never bump our brakes. 7-8, the world can't wait. 9-10, history again. About to do it again. About to do it again, watch, yo, about to do it again. Nigga, till this day, we keeps it moving. It's been 8, going on 9 years, it's still moving. It's still proving. Welcome to the world, we got it in this official Gugio worldwide, Mark Vegas. All of them my niggas, all of them is my family. Every one of them I ride for, understand me. Shout out to the fam that's really doing it. One love from the other nation who's really pursuing it. Let's do this shit. They ain't gonna change us, this is our shit. My nigga, we ain't no strangers, but check it. We've been here for years, we here, and you can tell through my tattoo chair, check it, I miss my niggas, I said it one time, but can't say it enough. We here, nigga, 2GO's the South, yeah. My nigga, we been here,
Yo, YBI, 2GO, DBMG, BMG.
That was Smoke Troublesome with We Coming. That song is available on all streaming platforms.
Nelson, what up?
Yo, what's happening, brother? Finally, shit.
I can't call it. Hey, welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today, I have Nelson Tyler from the Smoke Shack. Introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
What it do, world? I'll be Nelson Tyler, a.k.a. Smoke Troublesome. I'm one half of Meet the Tylers. Thank you for having me, brother.
That's what's up. No problem. So what made you start the Smoke Shack?
Man, honestly, I'm going to take you way back. Well, not way back, but back about 2 years ago. Me and my wife just said, you know what, let's just talk to the people, you know. And we did that, just got on lives and just hollering at the people, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, we started getting attention, you know. People started inviting my wife on the shows and me along, you know what I'm saying? And basically turned into a podcast, you know, what it do, Big Smash, turned into a podcast and took it from there, you know?
Yeah.
And we came up with the idea, Smoke Shack, you know? This
what made you pick that name?
It's a few reasons. Cause number one, I'm greedy. I love barbecue, the Smoke Shack, you know what I'm saying? Number two, my herbal essence, Smoke Shack, you know? And when it comes to herbal healing, you have deep conversations. So you know what I'm saying? So that's where the Smoke Shack comes in place. And my name is Smoke also, so that it all is hand in hand, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So do you got a preference when it comes to a certain type of strand?
Honestly, it depends on, I really don't. But I would rather like a kind of a upper a little bit, because if we do handle business a lot, we'll be on the go. So I got to have something that's going to keep me on the go. I can't have something that's going to keep me stuck on the couch. You know what I'm saying? So going to have something that's going to put that oomph, you know, like the ones that'll have you stuck on the couch is good for, you know, after you handle the business, late night chilling with your wife, you know what I'm saying? But mostly I like them uppers, man, that get you going. You
know? That's what.
So what's
the sole purpose for your podcast? Is it passion, therapeutic, or just another form of communication to, you know, reach the people?
It's everything in one. You know, it's our passion. It's reaching the people. It's speak your mind. It's one teach one. Each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? We all don't know it all. Somebody got something that when they come on the show, they'll say something and I'll learn from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just all about being yourself and teaching and reaching, you know?
I agree with that. I listen to a variety of podcasts and it's mostly therapeutic for me. It's a lot of healing and a lot of the podcasts. I take the good and throw away the bad from everything, you know?
Definitely. And the mind, I give a lot of credit to my wife for that. I wasn't for going into the podcast. She was like, look, you got to do this with me. You know what I'm saying? Therapeutic, you love it. You're honest, you like to speak your mind. I think you want to try this. And when I did it, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, because doing music and podcasting kind of comes in hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We think about it.
So let's talk about music. You do music?
Yeah, I do music. Yes, sir.
Hey, I heard through the grapevine you are related to the late Tupac Shakur. Is this a fact?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I don't promote that at all. I try not to promote that less as possible, you know what I'm saying? And it's a personal thing, you know what I'm saying? And it really ain't something to prove, but at the same time, it's something to prove, you know what I mean? Because I do have my own talent, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I do represent him, you know? And by me representing him, it stand out, be something different, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Second generation. That's where second generation outlaws come from. You know, yes, it's tied to the name, but at the same time, we here to put something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something different to the table.
Right. I remember when Tupac died, I was on Onslow Beach in North Carolina and shit when I was in the Marines and shit. Sleep on my truck, it was raining like a motherfucker. I was mad. I was like, Tupac dead, what the fuck? I mean, I cried like I lost a family member, man. That shit fucked me up really bad, man. You know, it touched a lot of people. It touched a lot of people, and, you know, it affected a lot of people differently. And shortly after that, Biggie died, and it was sad that we lost both of them brothers, so.
Right.
So when did you know you was ready to turn the mic on for yourself, Nelson? When did you know you was ready to do the smoke shack for yourself?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I was talking about it in my mind.
I said, when did you know you was ready to turn the mic on for yourself to do the podcasting?
That's a good question, because sometimes you just, my wife says something to me, like, and not even just my wife, like uncles, like, to make a change, you gotta feel uncomfortable. Like, I wanted to do my own show, but at the same time, I wanted my wife to shadow with me because she know what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, no, you gotta do this for yourself. Like, sometimes I ain't gonna be behind the camera with you. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that inspired me a lot. And watching my wife do her shows, watching how she speak, watching how she represents the brand and hold her own, that inspired me a lot. It did.
Okay. Other than your wife, what else inspires you to do the show?
Honestly, and it's going to sound kind of crazy, but a lot of deceased ones that ain't here no more, that be telling me to keep pushing. You got this. You can do this. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing on this earth that you can't do if you put your mind to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's them angels. Angels are better than demons.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what
definitely
I'm saying?
Angels be, you know, keeping me grounded, you know?
Yeah. So how do you get your thoughts together for a show?
I'm going to be honest, man. Everything comes naturally, and most of the time it come at last minute type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because with the Smoke Shack, I try to be authentic as possible, but I understand you do have to plan and write things down. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I might forget that I have to plan it out, and it might be like 5 minutes before the show. Most of everything come naturally.
That's good. Organic is good, man. Organic is good. So
definitely,
if you know, if nobody ever heard of your show, how would you sum it up in one phrase?
Vibes. Good vibes. Be you.
That's what's up. Hey, you know, I don't mean to cut you off. That's the flex. Being yourself.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's the flex. So
some people would say that's a double-edged sword, though. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to the business, you know?
Explain.
Because sometimes being yourself a little too much in this business can kind of, like, hurt some feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So sometimes you got to consider them feelings, you know what I mean? And that ain't called not being yourself. That's called just being considerate. You know what I'm saying? You can have a topic about something and it be like real tense and not hurt nobody's feelings. There's right. ways to do that with being respectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why I be saying my wife a lot, because I really do when it comes to this podcast, and I learn from her. Because she's a great speaker, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I do, you know, a lot of music where they got bars, you know, certain artists and whatnot to get ready for shows, you know.
Right.
Keep it motivated.
What's some of the artists you listen to before shows?
Let's see. Pac, of course. Gotta say Pac. Yeah. Jada Kiss, if you got them bars. Boosie, you know. Sometimes right. I can get a little ant, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right. Let's see, let's see who else. I might listen to Big too. Bone Thugs. Definitely my Bone Thugs.
Right. What's your favorite Tupac album? I never thought I'd get to ask a family member this. What's your favorite Tupac album?
It's a tie between Machiavelli and Are You Still Down?
Okay. I love Machiavelli.
Yeah, and he did that album in 7 days, literally. That's why it was called The 7 Day Theory. Because he mixed and mastered, did all the verses and songs in 7 days, yo. And that was a time where we didn't have electronics. Everything was done natural. Like, you had to rewind or ad libs, and it wasn't no punch ins, no clock ins, no none of that.
I already know. Like the recording process is so sweet. Like, I never thought I'd be able to record from the crib, get up at any time of night, mm-hmm. and just get it in, or tap away on my Kymani, or tap on my machine. You know what I'm saying? Those are just a couple of weapons that I use.
And definitely, now you got shit. Back then, you had to get up and go to the studio, you know?
And finding beats was the worst part, you know?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
You know, people talk about people acting Hollywood now. I think it was worse back then. People could really block you because you couldn't Google nothing. You know, people was really holding stuff to their chest, but I'm glad that part of the game is over with.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, where can people find some of your music? Or do you have anything out?
Oh, I actually do have some stuff out. Okay. I have some stuff that not no recent new stuff, but I have some stuff out with Endo. Shout out to Endo. Shout out to Young Buck. That's called Street Files. You can get that on Spotify.
Okay.
Shout out to Young Noble Outlaw.
Okay.
Got stuff with him. That's on Spotify. Just look up I got a whole mixtape with my brothers, Second Generation Outlaws, on Spotify. Just type in Second Generation Outlaws. And I definitely got music out there.
That's what's up. So what days do your podcast drop, and where can people find it?
Well, Sundays, right now, we doing lives on IG.
Okay.
Meet the Tyler's Podcast 2020. Meet the Tyler's Podcast 2023 on IG. Sundays at 7 p.m.
Okay, that's so. Yeah. When do the smoke chat air?
At 1 a.m. every night, basically. 1 a.m. You
know okay. What I'm saying? On IG?
Yeah. The Meet the Tyler's Podcast 2023.
That's what's up. Shit, I'm gonna have to check you out. Cause I'll be up working, doing a lot of shit, man. I need an extra body.
Definitely come through, bro.
That's what's up. So what's coming up for you? Let the people know what you got coming up music wise. When can they expect to get it? And your other future endeavors that you got going on that you can speak on.
Okay. Before we get into that, check this out. Shout out to X Squad DJs. Make sure y'all come out to that music festival June 10th. It's going to be lit.
Where?
It's going to be at Kazenko, Marietta, Georgia. Yes.
Okay. I'll be there.
Yep. North side, Marietta, Georgia. Definitely.
Okay.
And what else we got going on? We got the. And in July, we premiere on Roku TV, Meet the Tylers. So make sure y'all keep in tune on that.
That's what's up. What station?
Season 2. It's going to be on Roku.
Okay. That's what's up.
And on Roku. Yep. Shout out to 82 Network, Opulence Radio.
Shout out to 82 Network. That's definitely. Mario J, right?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Mario J, Sound of My Voice podcast.
Shout out to my wife, other half of Meet the Tylers.
Shout out to Kim. Sorry about the first name basis. Shout out to Kim Tyler.
Rodgers know he my buddy.
All right. So is there anything?
I'm going to get your artwork, and I'm going to talk to you on another live, though. But.
Okay. So is there anything that you want to leave with the listeners of Rodgers Live?
Oh, definitely. Oh, and I wanted to answer one more question. I'm definitely going to get into the music, but honestly, right now, my main focus is Meet the Tylers. Meet the Tylers right now. The music is coming. I promise.
Tell them we're accepting music.
We're accepting music, all that. That's why I said June 10th, make sure y'all make that music festival.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Where can the people that's listening send music to?
Give me your email.
You can send music to Nelson996@gmail.com or KimTyler85795@gmail.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to have all that information on the episode for everybody that's listening when it drops. I'm happy to have you on the show. The name of my podcast is Rodgers Live. I had somebody say, man, you know, the name of your show is Rodgers Live, and you never go live. You never do no live interviews or nothing. So I'm doing my next season, which is season 6. I'm doing 15 episodes. You're a part of that. And thanks for accepting this interview. And after this one, it's going to be 14 more live interviews. I'm trying to bring something different with everybody, so.
Definitely. Appreciate you making me the first one, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So people will be able to check out these lives, but, you know, the interviews will be available on all streaming platforms.
No doubt.
So, thank you again for coming on the show. Is there anything you want to leave with the people, and do you want to plug your social media?
No doubt. And I want to feature from you, man.
Cool. No problem. Just hit me up.
Back. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, brother.
No problem. Tell the people where they can find you.
Man, you can find us on Meet the Tylers Podcast 2023. You can find us on TikTok. Our TikToks is our names, Nelson Tyler, you know, Kim Tyler. You can find us everywhere. We got the website, wearethetylers.com. Check that out. That's going to be updated soon. And make sure y'all get that premiere in July.
No doubt.
Check that out, you know?
No doubt. You heard Nelson Tyler from the Smoke Shack and Meet the Tylers. They're going to be on Roku coming soon in June. And check out the festival June 10th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be there. Well, this has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.
We dropping a mic on Riders Live. I want to thank Smoke Troublesome for coming through and sharing his experiences. Don't forget to follow Smoke Troublesome on social media and check out his music as well as the Smoke Shack. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes coming from Riders Live. And last but not least, happy birthday to all the Geminis. It's too many to name. Special happy birthday shout out to my nephew, King Tyson. He's a decade today. He's 10. Where did the time go? And make sure y'all go ahead and cop some merch from the new Riders Live Podcast merch store at RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Peace.
All the time I hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was truth. This little nigga named Nas, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Drake one pass, now we out of the closet. Mob deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this war shit deeply. There seem too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. But let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said, the vibe about me being a thug. And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit, you eat a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed to the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lace this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention, promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman in due time. I know you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine on everything I owe. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to duck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed.
to the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly. It was written, lies, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Now you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage, niggas that don't rhyme right. Seen too many movies, load them up against the wall. Close his eyes, since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that die in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being soldiers with military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my niggas. Stay strong. I ride for you. I rhyme for you. I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all odds. I don't care who the fuck you with. You touch me, I'm at you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. And I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.